Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Over the last year, we've seen some very interesting things taking shape throughout the world. When we look at the Middle East, we can see that things are changing drastically in the Middle East. There seems to be a flurry of peace treaty signing brought on by Donald Trump. For the last 20 years, I've been listening to different teachers on what's going on in the secular world, how they will try to bring in a globalist agenda, one world government. I knew that a one world government is coming. I knew that the Great Tribulation is on the horizon, but I also knew it wasn't the human being that was going to bring it in, but it was the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Revelations chapter 5, when he opens the first seal of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. So people are anxious. There's things happening that we do not understand, that we've never heard of before. Where before in the history of this world, and it was in the modern world, since we have heard that all the nations are locked down because of a virus. And when we study what's happening with the virus, the restriction they're bringing into the people, I always wondered how the Antichrist was going to control the masses. Now, God has given us a foretaste. He shows us very clearly how easy it is to control the masses, to control the people. When we watch what's happening in the States, we can clearly see they're revving up for an election. And what I have heard and read and see in scripture, it's Donald Trump that's going to win the election, because I do not believe that the one world agenda is going to be brought in by man, but it'll be brought in by God himself. The Bible doesn't teach us confusion that we see all over the place now. The Bible teaches us before the tribulation comes, there's going to be peace and safety. People will have a very interesting, good economy. The Bible teaches us they will be eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day overtakes them. But the Bible also teaches us of day and hour knoweth no man when these things will come to pass. So we are seeing all this chaos taking place all over the world, here in Canada, in the States. We see incredible things taking place. I believe the coronavirus will lose its importance to the government, to the political agendas, once Donald Trump wins the election. We will see if he does. I'm not prophesying it. I am just relaying to you what other prophets are saying. So I'm not a prophet. I just watch world events and I just see what's written in the Bible. And I personally believe that we're still going to have about at least 7 years of peace, or 4 years of peace. So things seem to be heading in that direction. So the Bible teaches us not to be anxious. The Bible teaches us to be at peace and to pray, so that we will be ready when the time when Jesus comes back will happen. That is the most important thing. Never mind all the chaos. Let's get ready for the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, because the Bible teaches us those that look for his appearing, to them will he return the second time without sin unto salvation. So are you looking for the Lord to come back? That's the most important thing. Do you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Or do you have one foot in the world and one foot in the church? Well, the parable of the 10 virgins seem to indicate that this is exactly what will happen when Jesus will come back. There will be the wise virgins and there's going to be the foolish ones. So we need to get ready for our Lord. So today I will teach on, with scripture, on what we should expect and what God is telling us to do as we see this day approaching. But before we get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will open people's hearts to the signs of the time. For we are fast running out of time. You are coming for your bride, Lord, and they need to be ready. And the only way people can get ready is through the precious blood of Jesus. I thank you for your grace, and I ask that you will anoint this message. Bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 in verse 1, it tells us, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us. As the day of Christ is at hand, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." So here we see something interesting happening. There's going to, the man of sin has to be revealed. And that the Lord Jesus Christ, the day will be exposed when the man of sin will be revealed. And that's the Antichrist. And when will that man of sin be revealed? It'll happen when the one holding him back will be taken out of the way. And it says there comes a falling away. We can see that in many churches today when we watch how they're turning whole congregations into social justice systems. They're not churches anymore. They're social justice systems. They're not preaching the word. They're not preaching salvation by grace through faith in the finished work of the cross. They're preaching we need to be at peace with one another, which is important, but they're missing the mark. They're allowing homosexuals to come in and take over their church worship services. They're taking them into the decision-making plans. Yes, we all must be treated the same. We all must be luffy-duffy with one another. No, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "I did not come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword, even between husband and wife and father and mother and children and parents." So it is a very serious situation. You do not accept just anyone into the kingdom because they somehow act good and they're good people. No, the qualification is being born again by the Spirit of God, regardless how much they say they are. If they go against the principles and the doctrines of God, then there is something wrong, very wrong. How can a homosexual say he's a born-again believer? How can somebody who is into abortion say he's a born-again believer? It's almost unbelievable what we're seeing today in the churches. Pastors are falling like flies. They're just giving in to the world's demands of the world being accepted in the churches. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 in verse 6, it tells us this. And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in this time. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now lets will let until he is taken out of the way. Then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. The one holding back is the Holy Spirit in the church. The wicked one cannot come. There are many, many, many powerful Christians praying against evil, and God is listening to them. One world government cannot come. The Antichrist cannot come until the ones holding back are taken out of the way. Just like Noah had to be taken out of the way. Just like Lot had to be taken out of Sodom and Gomorrah before the judgment could come. This is exactly how it'll work here. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 in verse 9, it tells us, even him who is coming after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, that man of sin will be able to do powerful signs and lying wonders with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. The world will go after him like they're crazy. They will not even stop to ponder if these things could be true. It'll be a one world agenda to follow that person with lying signs and wonders. He will deceive many. And the Bible teaches us, listen to this, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. We can see today the pleasure in unrighteousness. We can see how they're pushing the agenda of evolution. That's pleasure in unrighteousness. The atheist cause that's out there. There is no God. That's pleasure in unrighteousness. People just allowing whole churches to disintegrate into chaos as they bring in homosexuality, as they bring in all different kinds of demonic activities into their church. It is for this reason God will send them strong delusion, because they want to believe a lie. And the reason is this: so that they all might be damned because they believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. This is why we're seeing churches accepting homosexuals. It's not that they're trying to bring them to the Lord, because you teach people that they need to be born again. Yes, the homosexual will say, I was born that way. Then he'll have to do what I did. I became born again. Yes, I was born a sinner. Yes, I had all these attributes that all sinners had, but I became born again by the Spirit of God. And that's what everyone has to do. But they love pleasure more than godliness. They want to follow after all sorts of different sins, because that's what their heart's desire is. And then they do that because they believe a lie. And then the Lord Jesus Christ says, because they believe a lie and because they have absolutely no love for the truth, they will be damned. They will believe that lie and follow after the Antichrist, and they will be damned. That means to be separated from God for the rest of eternity. So we, the church, need to stand strong. This is true. This is going to happen. Jesus didn't write this for the fun of it. He explains to us what we can expect to see in the end times. And we're starting, and not only starting to see it, we're seeing it all over the place. I hear of many, many people leaving big churches in the States because of the immorality that's taking place in there, because of them allowing strange doctrines to come in. So the real Christian, he sees the handwriting on the wall, and he leaves the ship before it's going to sink. So this is what Christians need to do. The Bible teaches us, come out from amongst them. Touch not the unclean thing. If you're associated with a church or with a group of people that are teaching heresy, that are not teaching the Word of God, then God tells us, the Word of God tells us, come out from amongst them, that you receive not the plagues that those people will receive. Come out and touch not the unclean thing. This is my warning to those Christians who truly know the Lord and are still involved in these types of churches and religious organizations. You need to be separated with Christ because that's what Christ demands. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen. When one studies the world system today and how it operated for the last 100 years, how they called themselves wise by bringing in damnable heresies, they were listening to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 30 years ago, we saw secular prophets prophesying that New York will be underwater by the year 2000, and it's 20 years past already. I mean, those people bring in damnable heresies because they believe a lie. They're listening to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. They do not allow the Spirit of God to enter into their hearts and into their minds. And the reason is this: the preaching of the cross is to them that foolishness. Salvation by grace through faith in the finished work of the cross is to many, many people foolishness. So what did they do? They get into the foolishness of evolution. They get into the foolishness of all these strange things that we're seeing all over the world. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. And as they go deeper and deeper into the world system, into these strange ideas, they leave farther and farther the principles of God behind them. It says their understanding of things have been corrupted by their so-called worldly wisdom. We, the people of God, see it very clearly. Because God says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. They seem to think that they're wise. They have wisdom. With the technology we have all over the place, yes, it is incredible what we're seeing. But the wisdom of it and the way they use it brings destruction to the human race. We can clearly see it through the pornography, the pedophilia, the corruption in the governments, the unbelievable ideas that they're bringing forth. So God is telling us the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. We, the Christian, know that our wisdom begins at the cross of Calvary. Before that, we were nothing but sinners. We were dead in trespasses and sin. We had absolutely no life in ourselves. And then when we turned to Jesus, our hearts and minds opened up, and the foolishness of this world became very evident, because the preaching of the cross opened our hearts. Instead of it being foolish to us, it became wisdom. This is what the Bible teaches. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in verse 20, it tells us, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. The simple message of salvation is brought on by preaching. And if people thumb their nose at that, then they'll go into their own foolishness to destruction. The Bible teaches us that they will believe a lie, that they all might be damned because they have no love for the truth. That is horrifying. That, how can that be? But that is the human heart. They reject God's plan of salvation. They reject God's plan of wisdom. And thus they bring to themselves damnable heresy. They're listening to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and thus they bring destruction unto themselves. So for those of you who believe in this simple message, don't get discouraged. Don't start wondering if you're on the right track. Study the word. Take it as it speaks, take it for what it says. The Lord speaks these things. He makes it so simple that a child can understand it. But if we reject this wisdom of the simplicity of the cross, then we'll have to go down the path of our own wisdom that leads to destruction. So open your heart to the voice of God. Turn to Him for salvation today. We are fast running out of time. Jesus is about to come back for His bride. And when He comes back, then the horrifying tribulation will begin, where the Bible teaches us that the man of sin will be revealed and horrifying things will take place until most of the planet is destroyed. So open your heart to this. Turn to the Lord. Do not let this time pass you. For the Bible teaches us today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. Let the Lord open your heart to this and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us on the web at You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.